Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
The world
guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We had two different draft analysts on today. Two varying opinions. Some things were very similar, but some things were very different. And we are still trying to figure out where the Falcons are going to go. Not where you want them to go, where they're actually going to go. Now, Alabama cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry was in town. Mike, he is one of the Falcons' visits. You know, you get 30 visits, by the way. If you want to bring in 30 guys, you can. Some of these are, they put it out there. Some they brought in and you don't even know about it. McKinstry is 6'1", 195 pounds, three-year starter. We talked to our buddy Sam Munson about this, Mike, talking about these corners and talking about the top-rated corner. I want you to hear what he said about who he has as his top-rated guy.
Yeah, I think corner is a very deep position in this class. Corner is an interesting spot, though, when you start talking about draft rankings, because it's going to be different depending on the team, depending on what defense you run, what your scheme is. I don't think, and this is true for a lot of positions, but corner maybe more than any other, I think you need to sort of quantify what the team is we're going to be talking about, because each team is going to have very different rankings. I really love Terrion Arnold from Alabama. I think he's got some of the most slick movement skills, man coverage ability, the capacity to mirror receivers of any corner to come along in years. I think his ability to do that is virtually unmatched, but teams that don't run man coverage a lot are not going to have Terrion Arnold necessarily at the top of their rankings, because other corners in this class I think are better in off coverage or better playing zone.
Yeah, I know that he did agree, and a lot of our analysts, Carl, feel that the argument about edge rush is everything we've been saying. Maybe it's not worth taking at eight. The corners are slightly better, and there's more of them, but there's less of a fall off. There's about a dozen corners you can take in that first and second round, but there's clearly two tiers, and you get into off in the weeds, and that's why I keep mentioning those guys in the third round when you get to edge rush. But you can take a corner first. You can take a corner second round. You can still go wide receiver. I mean, I know that we've pretty much covered all the bases, but the only one that makes the most sense is trading down. And as I just brought up earlier, I'll bring it up again. The only team that's viable for trading backwards, unless you really want to drop all the way down, which I don't think we want to drop too far down, Carl, is the Raiders, because you can't get a second round pick out of the Vikings or the Denver Broncos. The Raiders can give you a second round pick. If you're looking to get three starters, you nitwits, in this draft.
Yeah, and I'm looking to get more. I mean, listen, I cannot go into this draft and go, well, we got one in the first round. This thing better be full, meaning you need contributors up and down this draft board, and I don't care how it shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We do have an update on the sandwich snatcher, okay? We're going to tell you in just a second.
Yes.
Before we do, the edge rusher situation.
Latu.
Sam Munson said this about Latu.
Latu, I think, is an interesting prospect because if you didn't have any medical issues whatsoever, if we just were looking at Latu and there was a completely clean medical history and all those kinds of things, I think he's clearly the best player of the three right now. He's significantly more productive than either of the other two guys. And if you look at PFF grade and pass rush win rate and pressure rate and all those kinds of things, he's got a college resume that stacks up with guys like the Bosa brothers and Myles Garrett and Chase Young as genuinely one of the best edge rushers we've seen come into the league in years. And the only sort of downside to him would be athleticism, which I think has been overstated.
Only thing I'm going to say is this is where I have him above Turner. Turner's probably a better overall athlete. I think he's a better pure pass rusher. What do we want? Mike and I keep talking about we need a fire breather off the edge. We need a guy to get the quarterback. He is the best of the three. But to his point, some teams care about that, the medicals more than others. And Daniel Jeremiah is saying there are teams who don't care, and they think he's the top guy on this edge.
Well, I mean, you know, we just spent $100 million, some of it more guaranteed than others, on Kirk Cousins with a guy coming off an Achilles. Here's a guy that, again, he missed 2 years of football, but he was able to get back in there. And, you know, as I said, he just kind of does a little bit of everything. He's kind of like that Swiss Army knife. And you know, I know you have made a good argument. If Dallas Turner was so elite, why didn't he pop more at Alabama? And then Jared Verse is no slouch, but he's kind of like the old school edge rusher. He's kind of like, you know, hand in the dirt, go get him.
Yeah. And by the way, all these guys are saying these are the three guys. Once you get to the next tier, which is something we've mentioned, which now we're talking about second or potentially third round, there is a fall off, right, with the edge guys.
Correct.
And so that is the concern. Do you just take a good player, even though you may not think this is the best edge class, or do you wait and say, all right, now we're really talking about potentially developing a guy who may not have the kind of impact depending on where we end up taking him in this draft. That's the concern.
Right. And if, you know, again, if Raheem Morris was all over the edge rushers at the combine, and, you know, if he had some input, we're thinking he did with the way the Rams found two starters in the third round, the guys, that's why I keep coming back to these names. I mean, you got tier one is Latu, Dallas Turner, Verse. Then you get to tier two, which is guys from Penn State, Isaac Chop Robinson. You know Jonah Ellis? Caden Ellis' brother's in this draft.
No, I didn't
edge
know that.
Edge rusher out of Utah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's another guy. He's a top – some guys consider him a top 60, top 75 draft pick.
Well
– out of Utah.
They're going to have their choice of that position if they want it. And I've said this to Mike. If we don't take an edge, there's a chance that the first edge rusher might not come off the board until the early teens, maybe mid-teens.
My pet project is Marshawn Neyland out of Western Michigan. That's a guy I'm asking all the experts. They rank him PFF as 63. But our boy General Jeremiah thinks he could be a late second rounder. Xavier Thomas, Clemson fans know him. Austin Booker out of Kansas. That's if we don't go edge rush in the first. But these are guys, it's raw. They're raw. Yeah. Can you coach them up? But again, you're also going to surround him with some pretty good pieces with Grady Jarrett, Onyemata. Maybe you bring back, you still bring back a guy. You know, do you still think about bringing in Bud Dupree or, you know, Calais Campbell? I don't know, would they be interested in a 1-year deal cheap?
Listen. I don't know.
Cheaper than what we paid for them last year.
Yeah, but I don't know what their options are. That's the other part.
Call them.
Yeah, I mean, if we're like, hey, we'd love to have you back, and they don't have teams, you know, three or four teams that want their services, then it makes it easier for us. All right, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to talk about the Hawks as part of our strong arm story of the day coming up in less than 7 minutes from now. But Mike told a story before the start of the 5 o'clock hour about somebody stealing his sandwich, and we have answers.
Yeah, we had a really nice group of folks who came in from a brand-new restaurant that's a part of our great food court here at Colony Square. We just mentioned it, Don Fausto's, and they brought in Cuban sandwiches, enough for you and me in the show.
Yeah, it was great.
Orin, did you ever get a sandwich?
I ate a whole one.
Orin, did you want a sandwich? Okay.
I'm good.
You don't want to get into this controversy? Orin was also deprived of a sandwich.
That's cold.
Thanks to the sandwich thief. So anyway, I took a picture, took a bite. We did the first segment, come back, and half a sandwich is gone. We see Abe is standing. Abe's like, you guys gonna eat these sandwiches? I go, hey, where's my freaking sandwich? I want my one I haven't finished yet. And Abe goes, Andy Bunker took it. So Abe completely rats out Andy.
He damn sure did.
What's that line? I worry about you, Hendry. You may fold under questioning from Goodfellas.
I mean, it was super quick, too. Oh, Bunk took that.
So Abe rats it out, and then Andy Bunker comes clean. Bunker goes, oh, blank. For sure I did that. He comes clean on Twitter. And I said, for what it's worth, Abe ratted you out. He goes, yeah, Andy does say, look, he goes, I saw the sandwiches. I didn't want a whole one, so I think I'll just take a half. So not realizing that half, I would never take an open sandwich. It's an open sandwich.
Yeah, that was out of the wrapper.
As opposed to just take the wrapper and maybe you eat the second half later.
Correct,
but,
yeah.
But, Bunker, but there you go. So the great sandwich mystery of 2024
some
is
settled. Cretins at work here, yeah. Man.
Well, radio hosts are animals when it comes
to
food.
You know, I just feel like now I can't trust Abe with anything.
He's a rat! Whole family was rats. He's going to grow up to be a rat.
He's a rat.
So snitches get stitches where I come from, Carl.
I don't know if I can trust Abe now. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, boy, Orrin, if you would have saw how quickly he did this, I mean, boy, I mean,
instantly.
You.
Oh, Eddie did it.
No, didn't even question it.
Abe nearly had a hand on the sandwich. He was trying to take it. Well, I was just going to take it. You heard me. I was like, da-da-da.
He was trying to take it. He was going to take that
bunker,
other
one. The bunker took it. Not even like, you know, a pause. Not like, ooh, I don't know who took it. I didn't see. He immediately rats out Bunker.
That he did. All right, when we come back, y'all really want to trade Trey? I've heard this all night long. Y'all really just want to trade Trey? We got to talk about it. Hawk season is done, and we will next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Atlanta, where do we go? What do we do? Stukes and Bell. 131-116 was the final. Hawks season is done. Another year of the play-in and another year of underachieving. Now, we can all make excuses about the injuries, and certainly that played a role. But at the end of the day, this team, all right, as constructed, we said this all season long, and I've been saying this about Trae Young for those of you who want to run him out of town. The team around him and the way it's constructed was not going to work. And, Mike, it didn't again. Now, he missed 20-some-odd games, but so did a bunch of other guys. We know the injuries were a part of this. But last night, Ayo Dosunmu, Mike, great game. DeRozan, great game. You let Kobe White go off for a career high, 42 points. It's one of those things. We talk about it all season. We didn't play defense, Mike. They had a 40-point first quarter and then a 37-point third quarter.
Yeah, it was funny. If you didn't see the post game, you got DeMar DeRozan's like, how much he go for? Talking about who's this guy with the big fro? With the great lid, by the way.
We didn't play defense.
Right.
That's a look for you, by the way. That's a lid. I think you should grow
it out. You like that? You like
that? I mean, not everybody. You got to have that. You got to have the volume to make that work.
Yeah, you do.
Look, I say blow the whole thing up. Blow it up, okay? I'm not playing favorites. Everybody goes. Everybody must go, including management. Everybody. What's Landry Fields done? Who is Landry Fields?
He's tasked with fixing this thing.
Yeah, well, good job. Didn't
fire
do it.
Sale it. Fire sale.
Thank you. You know what? It comes in handy every once in a while. What did you do with the deadline? We could have used some size.
Nothing.
Picked up a contract of a guy that came in pretty handy, but you couldn't use him because of the contract. Right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody keeps saying, Mike, that we are going to do something big.
What? The only thing you can do big is the owner's going to get into the luxury tax. It's funny. A guy said, hit us up. He goes, we just need a big and a wing that can score. Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. Well, you can do that. But, you know, you got to get on a plane, and your owner's got to be the owner of the Clippers, Steve Ballmer. He'll spend that money. Our owner won't, and there's no reason to. We've been 3 years in a row of the play-in game. Now, you could argue chicken and the egg that his group has put this thing together that hasn't done things right. The trade, you said it when the trade went down. He's not an all-star. He's a good player.
Good player.
DeJounte's a good player, but he's never worth three first-rounders, and Travis Schlenk said so, and they moved him out over it.
Yeah. So what are we doing? 43-39. This was after our run to the Eastern Conference Finals. 41-41. 36-46 this year. That has been our record since we had that amazing run, and everybody said, oh, it's about to be our time. We're about to start making a run here. We're going to be consistently good over the next amount of years, and that's just not the case. The good news, I guess, for the Hawks right now, Friday if the Kings beat the Pelicans, Mike, and they probably will, Zion, I don't think he's playing or whatever the situation is, Hawks get Sacktown's first-round pick. That goes back to Kevin Huerter, okay? That doesn't save the day. You gave the Spurs their first-round picks in 25 and 27 for Murray, so you don't have those. Young can opt out early. I mentioned this as part of our discussion. In 2026, Mike, and the only reason you opt out of $48 million is because you can get more.
Right.
And all of these guys are doing it. So don't think that he won't. And if he does, Mike, that doesn't mean necessarily that this is, you know, he's going to come back. So there's just a lot at stake here, and I think it's left up to management and this organization to prove to Trey, you've already given him his bag. You've already said, we think you're one of the best players in the league. To prove to him, hey, here's how we're going to fix this. And if you can't, you've been saying this all along. At some point, stars go, I'm not going to stick around.
I mean, Trey's going to sit there and go, look, you know, I came back. And by the way, Trey gave it everything he could.
He wasn't good last night.
And I just think Quinn Snyder had to realize, look, you got to get him off the floor in the third as the game was getting away from
wasn't
you.
Good.
And just got to keep DeJounte out there. But he's an all-star.
And he wasn't comfortable. He talked about that last night.
He just couldn't. And he tried going without the brace. The brace wasn't supposed to come off for a few more days. And he said, look, I got to try to have some feel out here. Because he was just a turnover machine. He couldn't execute. But I just think, you know, Trey and the defense. Okay, so you got to go get like, I know. I got to find a lockdown defender. Again, guys, these elite players you're talking about are either going to cost money.
Yeah.
Or you don't have the equity to trade to get the guys you want on this roster. So that's why I'm saying just blow the whole thing up. Hope that you're like Oklahoma City, you spend 3 years out of the playoffs, and you come back and you're number one. But that means you got to execute it. I don't know if this ownership, this management team can do that. So you're basically, Carl, my answer, my analysis
is
we're freaking screwed.
Okay. Do you feel that way? 404-726-0929. Hit us up on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. I just feel like if you don't think that we can win the way this is constructed, you have to change. You cannot continue to convince yourself that this is going to work. It's been 2 years now. Has there been improvement? Not really. So if this is the way things are, Mike, you've got to figure out, hey, what do we need to do to improve this team? And if you say blow it up, you're right. Then we're back to square one. And all I have to say is, unless you're getting Wimby, okay, or Ant-Man, or one of these other young and up-and-coming stars,
right,
where you go, all right, there's a guy we can build around, now you have to go find that guy in the draft. And part of this discussion was, we thought we at least had that guy in Trey, but the reason, and I get back to this in 21, the reason why this team was so efficient around him is because he had scores and shooters. He had scores and shooters. Last night, Mike, DeAndre Hunter, for all the things that and the credit I gave him this year and said, hey, he's playing better in the second half, 8 points!
He reverted back. And you guys, Carl just said it. We were all over his butt the last couple of years. You know, and it takes 5 years, it takes 6 years to develop. You know, he wasn't like he was a freshman we drafted out of UVA. He had experience in college. He drifts in and out. Last night,
I didn't work on anything.
No. And by the way, your jump shots were killing it. Anytime you get a stop and we get a turn, boom, clang. You know, that's just the dude, he just, the 31-point game in game 5 2 years ago against Miami, that's not him. That's an aberration. He's an inconsistent player. Schlenk drafted him. He never became worth a fourth overall pick, I should say, in the first round. Tobias Harris, you like somebody like that on this team? He's a free agent.
Yes, Tobias can help
with
scoring.
That's a fortune.
It is. Tobias can help score.
Siakam turned us down, right?
He's not coming.
Gordon Hayward is a free agent. If you're looking for, you know, you're looking for a little more athleticism, you're looking for some defense. I'm trying to come up with some names. DeMar DeRozan's a free agent. He's 35. Kyle Lowry's 38. That's what I'm saying, guys.
Yep.
You start going down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I mean, if you move on from Trey and you move on from DeJounte, then yeah, you're going to be in the weeds. It's going to suck. And if you don't get it right, then it can be 8 years, and you know where that's been. We've seen it.
I would prefer, Mike, them keep those two guys and package three or four of these other guys and go get another star. I would prefer that. I'm not telling you it would win, but I don't know how you get people enthusiastic and energized about the fact that, hey, we're just going to roll back and come back with the same thing. Now, I will say this. Jalen Johnson, when healthy, is a dude. Double O is going to get better. There are things about this team that you go, okay, there's some elements that I do like, but it's not enough that's going to put us over the top in the Eastern Conference.
That's just it. All right, if, for argument's sake, Jalen Johnson hadn't got hurt, Trey hadn't gotten hurt, you know, DeAndre had, you know, he missed less games than he's ever missed as a Hawk. That was pretty good this year. But you take some of those injuries away.
Are you telling me that's what they're going to tell us and then roll this thing out next year?
Yeah, it's
injuries. Come on!
Yeah, and that's what else are you going to do? Well, then you trade DeJounte. You're never going to – because if you move DeJounte, you look like a bunch of idiots because you traded the three first-round picks, and you're never going to get that back. And what did you get for DeJounte?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I got 2 years of play-in. The dynamic two-guard offense where Trey's going to move. Trey never moved without the ball. Nate went to Oklahoma City. What? And if Ray's listening, Trey's dad, what part of this have I got wrong? We were told that Trey signed off on this, and then nothing ever worked like it was supposed to. Trey moving without the ball, scoring going up. You know, because the idea was the Heat shut down Trey in that playoff game. We need somebody to give him some help.
Yeah. We need another ball
right,
handler.
And it never worked.
And another guy to make plays with the ball, which obviously DJ did. He had 30 last night. And by the way, as you saw the rotation, like Trey would get out, you know, they take Trey out of the game and DJ would kind of take over the point guard situation.
Right.
But DJ was on last night. Trey wasn't necessarily.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Yeah, Nate, you're not here anymore.
Yeah, and that's part of this, but I'm not going to solely blame it on all of that.
But do you think the injuries are if those injuries don't occur, are we better than the Magic or the Cavs? Are we 5 or 6 in the Eastern Conference? I don't think so.
Listen, I don't want to see. It's so hard for me to speculate, Mike, because I don't know what this team would look like with everybody healthy for 60 games or 55 games. I don't know. But I want to believe that if they could have gotten some continuity. Part of this is, and you saw it last night, the continuity has just not been there all season. Mm. There have been games where guys have had great games, but as a group, and then when Trey was out for those 20 games, a lot of people said, man, they're playing better together. There was a little bit more continuity. I just don't feel like for the season they had enough of that to feel like, hey, it didn't matter who was on the floor, the mix and matching, we were going to be fine.
How about the job that Quinn Snyder did this year? You know, I thought Quinn is one of the elite coaches, and maybe he'll get back to being that. But I think when you don't have Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, he doesn't look like as such a, you know, on such a great prospect to me right now. Especially his defensive set and some of the things. Look, Trey is what he is defensively, but you got to find a way to overcompensate that. They don't have the guys on the roster to do that at times.
Didn't we hear, though, from Quinn at times, though? It was the same thing that Nate said, the same thing that Lloyd said. It's about effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like he needed to see effort. So I don't know so much about the scheme, but like if the guys aren't going up there and giving you max effort and doing whatever he asked them to do, it's not going to be operated, right? It's not going to be done right.
Well, they got over 500 with the summer, like some of its parts guys, you know, the worker bees, like beat Krejci and those guys.
Correct.
You know, but that's still not sustainable because once you started playing the good teams, you got your ass kicked.
Well, when you're going,
you need a Trey scoring.
Correct, but when you're going to your bench, Mike, and all your guys are basically G League guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, those guys. The upside, there's still a lot of young guys that can play well. And again, Jalen was down there for a minute, but
ultimately, like, that was – those guys were getting significant minutes.
Right.
And it wasn't as if, you know, when you looked at Chicago's bench last night and they were bringing guys in, there was no fall off, right? There just isn't. Look at the top seeds. Go look at the Nuggets roster, okay?
Right, and LaVine's out.
Correct. Go look at some of the top seeds and how their rotations and how deep they are when you start talking about who we're bringing off the bench. We just got a lot of stuff right to fix, and Atlanta, here we are talking about it with you because I don't know if they have the answers. I don't know. I'm talking about management. I don't know if they feel like, hey, this offseason we can accomplish this, 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 and this, and we're going to roll back around in the fall, and we're going to be fine, and this is what this thing is going to look like. Mike, I don't know if they know that right now.
I mean, Malik Monk and Herter were out for the Sacramento Kings, who were able to beat Golden State. So, I mean, the injury thing only goes so far.
Still balling.
You know, and it's just – it's frustrating. Two things. You need a big, right? We all agree we need a big. Couldn't, as I said, I joked around. I mean, I am kidding sometimes when I say this, go get some big European dude with one eyebrow. But that's something you couldn't have pulled off for a second rounder with the trade deadline. It would have helped you a little bit.
Now, size.
A little more size in the front court. Moving forward, though, they've got to move on from Capella. Clint's been a really good soldier here, and he's a big part of that 21 run. But he's just a liability at times. Where the hell did that sky hook come from last night?
I have no idea. He's been doing a little bit more of that left-hand hook thing.
I mean, it went in. I was like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah, and, you know, for the minutes that Bruno got, that's another guy, Mike. You didn't go into the season going Fernando is going to have significant minutes at the center position. He's a third guy. You thought that would be shared between OO or Clint Capella.
Right.
My point is that all came into play. So they got to fix the roster. You can tell me it's Trey. You can tell me it's DJ. Mm-hmm. And yes, they play a role in it. It's up to the front office to fix this.
All right, so let's just start with the options. They're never going to come off a Trey because there'd be so much backlash from the fan base. We do have, again, it's like to me.
Unless somebody out there would give us exactly what we want.
If you get three first-round picks for Trey, you do it.
Yeah.
You know? And guys, like, it sucks, and I get it, because anytime we have a superstar here in this town, we never seem to maximize it. I know. I've been here 26 years, guys. I've seen it before. But it's ownership. It's management. You know, we went backwards from 21. You didn't build on the success of 21.
Let me ask you guys this. I know we got to run, I'm so frustrated with this team. Frustrated because we deserve more. We deserve more. How did Atlanta United win their championship? How did the Braves win theirs? Mm-hmm. It's the construction of the team.
Right.
Period. That is what this is about. Falcons had a really good team in 2016. Right. It seems like forever now, but it was the construction and the makeup of the team that helped them get to the Super Bowl. Right. That's
missed
what this
window
is about.
And the thing is, you had role players. Like you had like Lou Williams and you had Gallo and you had Herter. The stuff you never went back to the sum of its parts, the bench players. You never had those worker bee pieces after 21s consistently on this team.
How did Georgia win theirs? I mean, it's the same thing. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk about our Braves. They are off today. Rangers, the World Series champs, come in over the weekend. We'll get into that and what is going on with Max Fried. You'll hear what he had to say about his start yesterday next.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, I hope your sandwich didn't get stolen like Mike's did today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Grant today is off. He'll join us tomorrow as the Rangers come into town. But, Mike, we have been talking about Max Fried and the mental makeup. I'm not questioning what Max Fried has done for this team. He won us a World Series,
right.
Big game. We know that. But this year with the outings kind of up and down, and yesterday was one of those outings as well where they got to him. Now, they had to win in extra innings, Mike. They found a way to get it done. But, you know, when we talk about Fried, we need him to be great.
No, when we're talking about the other guys, you know, who actually have stepped up, and, you know, we've seen Chris Sale look pretty darn good. And, you know, I know that Ronaldo Lopez has done a fantastic job. He's arguably statistically been the best, but Fried, 3 earned runs. He did give up the base knock to start the game. That was, you know, and then like that's Jordan Alvarez. He does that to a lot of people.
True.
But Yeah, it's just he's the dude that you're not supposed to be sweating. He's well, that's five innings of like, you know, one run, that's it. Unfortunately, he's just I don't know if there's extra added pressure because this is the chance to make, like, he's never going to make the most money with the Braves. He's going to come somewhere else in free agency. So, and then the health concerns, I don't know. I you think it's in his noggin?
Maybe. I want you to hear what he said about his outing. He felt like it went off the rails a little bit. This is in his own words. This is Max Fried.
I guess it fell off the rails a little bit. Was not able to execute on fastballs as much as I wanted. Felt like I was, you know, falling behind. Travis was doing a great job just keeping me in it. And the guys were, you know, making some good plays and turning some double play balls and stuff to be able to limit some of that. But, you know, when the guys go and they give you a lead and you give it up immediately, it's something that, looking back, I'd probably bothers me the most.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Guys, it's not just us. I'm talking about he knows when he's pitching really well and when he's not, and he's being completely honest there. My thing is, I just don't need him getting in his head off and on throughout the course of the season and then that affecting the right overall results. When we need him, we're going to need Morton and Sale to be guys. They're going to be dudes.
A 7.71 ERA for Max Fried, you know, through the first month of the season is something that nobody expected. So, yeah, hopefully he will get it right. And I say all the time, is Kranitz going to come up with something new? We've seen it before, but this is not the year to have this kind of – this is not this year to have the kind of issues he's been having, because he needs to be, you know, one of the top 10 pitchers to go get that $150 million. Or maybe, as we said the other day, you know, maybe, you know, quarterbacks, you know, I should say running backs in the NFL, pitchers can start being felt treated the same way. Maybe those – the days of the Garrett Cole type deals are done.
Done, yeah. The 12, 13-year kind of deals, which I always thought were silly. I just do. I mean, not just from a team standpoint, but if I'm a player, why would I do that? Like, the market changes. Well, why would I do that? Like, give me a 3-4 year deal, and then I'll keep it moving, you know? And plus,
the way Verlander and Scherzer did it at the end. You know, granted, they couldn't pitch, but they were getting paid.
Paid. You just don't ever know what's going to happen. Let me hear Brian Snicker on Max Fried. He talked about how Fried limited the damage, but he admits he didn't have his best stuff.
You know, I thought Max did a great job of limited damage in his last inning. He kind of had a lot of traffic you know, kept the game manageable, which is really, really good. That's what I told him. I mean, he wasn't hitting on all cylinders and everything, but, man, he never caved in and gave us a chance.
Now, sometimes, Mike, that's the case. I don't have my best stuff. I give up a couple of hits. Maybe I give up a home run or so, but I remain in the mix, and I'm in the game, and I'm keeping my team in the game. And I think that's the thing that Snicker's taken away from yesterday is, hey, he didn't have his best stuff, but we were right there, and ultimately we were able to get the dub. I just feel like if we're going to survive this Strider thing until we figure it out,
right?
If it's Darius Vines, if it's –
Bryce Elder's going to probably get the next crack.
Okay.
I think he had the last start for the Stripers, whenever that is, and then he's up in the show again. That was what Grant was telling us earlier in the week.
If it's Lopez, if it's you know, they got to figure this out. And so until then, you're going to need your starters, your best starters to maintain this. The other big thing we were talking about, obviously, is – Ronald Acuña. And, you know, Acuña hit his first home run of the season yesterday against the Astros. But I also want you to hear Brian Snicker talk about the bullpen, because, Mike, when these starters have faltered, the bullpen so far this season has carried us as much as Orlando Arcia and the Big Bear.
Exactly right. If they don't hold leads and keep us close when we get behind, you don't have an opportunity to do that. That's the most valuable thing they can do, is just kind of keep a game in check and give us a chance, and they're really good at it.
They are. I know it's a lot of season ago, but I've been so impressed so far with the bullpen as a group, as a whole, not just one individual.
Yeah, I mean, Pierce Johnson's had some stinkers, but for the most part, you know, Minter's been really solid, and I thought, you know, Matzik the other day, Matzik was throwing BBs, man, the other night. One little wrinkle, and I know that you always get you get on me because it just gets a rise out of some Braves fans when I say, eventually Acuña's going to go, I need more money.
No.
Acuña, according to Brittany Giroli from The Athletic, is going to sign with Bad Bunny's agency.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rimas Sports. Only thing is, Bad Bunny is facing significant discipline from the Players Association, apparently, so not sure what that's all about. One of the agents that's associated with Rimas had his license revoked, and I guess he needs to get some certification.
Okay.
But for what it's worth, it's a new agency, relatively new, and Acuña's going to sign with these guys.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, I think a lot of young guys, especially, you know, from Dominica and abroad, it doesn't matter. you go with people that have been around you and you trust. And then, Mike, what happens is you realize I need people who understand this maybe a little bit more and maybe can represent me in a bigger and better way. Acuña's an MVP. Mike, he should be making tons of dough even away from the field right now. Right. He should be doing so many different things. And I know we've seen him on a few commercials and whatnot, but that could be, you're right, that could be the start of let us review this contract and see where we're at and where this thing's going
to
go.
I'm looking right now to see when Bryce pitched last. I want to make sure I'm accurate about this.
Bryce Elder?
Yep, he pitched the other day against Memphis. That was 2 days ago. Okay. So that should have been his last start for the Stripers.
So he'll get the next start.
Next chance he gets up there. And hopefully, Elder, you know, it'll stick this time, right? He let's see here. Three runs, three earned runs against Memphis. His ERA is not bad. He's okay. I mean, it's just, I don't know what they're working on. That's the thing. You know, what are they working on to get him back to the show, right?
It is always, it seems like always something.
Hey, one guy who doesn't need anything to work on, I'm Ozuna from the Braves. 16-game hitting streak with that home run.
Don't say anything.
What? Everyone knows about it. Like it's a no-hitter.
These guys are so superstitious. We don't want to ruin it.
Let's get a 16-game hitting streak. I'll whisper.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Hey, he's been so damn good. He's been so damn good.
He's on fire.
He's good, man. And
you
way,
guys wanted us to cut him. Shame.
Shame on you. The thing about this is they'll carry us for a month, month and a half, whatever, and then Riley and Olsen and all the – like, that's the beauty of this lineup. It's like, you know, these guys will be hot for a minute, and then they'll cool off a little bit. But, yeah, Ozuna, keep doing whatever it is you're doing, whatever you're eating, whatever you're doing. Hey, pregame ceremony, Jackie Robinson's life and legacy will be celebrated as part of Jackie Robinson Day. Now, April 15th, when the Braves were at Houston, but members of the Jackie Robinson Boys and Girls Club in Cairo will stand in line with the Braves during the national anthem. Just stuff that's going on at the ballpark. And then we mentioned this. I'm just telling you, if you're going over the weekend when the Rangers are in town, Sunday, Mike, Saturday, gates open at 4:30. It's a 7:30 first pitch. Gates open at 5 on Sunday, and Kirk Cousins from the Falcons is throwing out the first pitch.
Will he be wearing a Braves hat or a Buckhead Butcher Shop? I'd like to think he's wearing a Braves lid out there.
I think so, too.
But yeah, man, that's my quarterback. You like that. So he's getting – by the way, we'll get a bunch of calls on Monday.
Yeah, I saw Kurt. He did not look like he has a limp.
And the other guys,
he was limping out there to the mound. I'm worried about him.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, somebody's going to pay really.
Abe had a question today for Andy and Randy, and it was which media member in Atlanta is going to report if Kirk does not look good out there. And Andy and Randy both said Chris Thomas.
Of course
yeah,
he will.
Glass is always half empty.
Well, this Turtle will be the one to tell us if Kirk does not look good out there.
This is what he does.
I mean, if Chris had his way, Kelly could be playing in the Mexican League right now.
Coming up, we're going to do a little homegrown story for you at 620. Many of you may know him. If you don't, you probably will. He's from Atlanta, went to high school here, and he is a guy that's going to be drafted. We'll talk to him coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Also, get you caught up on the latest headlines next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.